And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to have a little bit of fun because I had some fun last week. I had an opportunity to go to the Central Texas case study event hosted by Lifestyles Unlimited, and I will tell you, I had a blast. I always have a blast when I go to case study, and here's why. Case study is an event that Lifestyles Unlimited puts together. And we do it in multiple locations, multiple times every month. And the reason we do it is because our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, figured out a long time ago that the best way to help you understand how to invest in real estate investments or real estate assets is to actually watch somebody do it. Yeah, He kind of came up with this idea. I don't know if it's original or not, but I'm going to give him credit for it. He came up with this idea that if you pattern yourself after success, you will be successful. And I think he's right. I think he's totally right. So what happens at these case study events? Well, we have our fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members stand up in front of the group. Yeah, there's a little bit of ad-lib speaking that you have to do. There's a little bit of, you got to stand in front of the crowd and you got to, like, you know, get your nerves under control. But these members get over their fears, they get over their nerves, and they share with the rest of the membership information about a real estate deal that they've recently completed. Now, the format for case study is usually one single family property, followed by another single family property, followed by a multifamily property. Why do we do it that way? We do it that way because, well, it makes sense to us. And we tend to have more single family investors in Lifestyles Unlimited than we have multifamily investors. Now, I'm not talking about all the passive investors in multifamily. If we looked at all the passive investors that we have in Lifestyles Unlimited that invest with our lead investors, I would venture to say that if we added them to the group, they would maximize the population. They would. But at the end of the day, when you're a brand new Lifestyles Unlimited member, one of the things that's easier for you to wrap your head around is single family. Multifamily is a little bit more complex. It takes a little bit more learning to wrap your head around multifamily, which is part of the reason we do two single family properties and one multifamily property, because it's a little bit easier to wrap your head around the numbers. It's a little bit easier to wrap your head around the asset because, well, we're probably very familiar with potentially owning a single family property. Now, many of us own those single family properties and we live in them and we consume those properties because that's what the place that we call home. Here's the other thing I want to share with you. The concept of owning apartments, it's kind of a foreign concept. It's a concept that maybe you haven't wrapped your head around yet. Because when it comes to apartment ownership, many people think that to own apartments, you have to be a faceless corporation. And that's not true. It's not true at all. People in Lifestyles Unlimited, people like you and me, own apartment communities. But on today's show, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the single family space. And the reason we're going to look at the single family space is because I want you to understand that no matter what you're doing for retirement, there is a much better approach than what you're doing right now. And that better approach is investing in real estate assets. Now, at the case study event that I went to last week, I had the opportunity to listen to two wonderful women present investment opportunities that they have put together. And each of these women presented single family assets. Now, the first lady is a really sweet lady. She's a really nice person. Her name is Suzanne. And She has six different assets. They're all single family assets. She has literally bought one asset for every year that she has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. That is the pace that she has chosen to progress at. And I'm not saying she's right. I'm not saying she's wrong. But in Suzanne's book, she's right on pace with what she's trying to accomplish. She has over $33,000 in cash flow, annual cash flow coming in off of these six different investments. Now, when you take away the fact that you have to pay taxes on earnings, when you take away the fact that you have to pay Social Security and Medicare taxes on earnings, what is that $33,000 a year actually represent if you went to work at a job? It probably represents about $50,000 to $55,000 per year. Now, can Suzanne retire herself on the equivalent of a salary of $55,000 per year? I don't know. I didn't ask her that question. I do know that she's intending to buy more real estate. So I think the answer is no, she can't. But that's okay, because she's working in a job. She enjoys what she's doing. She's making good money. And she has investments literally producing the equivalent of another job. But she's not going to work trading time for money in that job. Pretty interesting, right? Here's the other thing. Over $600,000 of equity captured in her real estate investments. $600,000 of equity. That works out to be about $100,000 per house. Sounds like to me, she knows how to buy real estate, because I'm looking at the numbers. One property had $148,000. One had $122,000. One had $105,000. One had $113,000. One had $85,000 and one had $35,000. Wow. Sounds like it was tailing off a little bit, right? Okay, well, maybe that's just what the market had to offer at the time that she was investing in the assets. So let's get into the property that she presented. Now, the property that she presented, she bought for a purchase price of $101,000. But when she purchased the property, it had an after repair value of $211,000. In other words, the comps in the area said that if you fix this property up, if you breathe new life back into this property, you bring its glory days back, and you put it back into service as clean, functional workforce housing, you could have a property that's worth $211,000. But here's what I know. It wasn't worth $211,000 when she had it all fixed up. Want to know what happened? Oh, you're thinking something bad happened, right? Well, actually, something good happened. Something good happened. Let me explain the process. So she bought the asset, she renovated the asset, she found a great person to rent the asset from her, she stabilized the asset by curing the hard money loan and putting conventional financing in place. And at the time that she put the conventional financing in place, you know what happened? The after repair value of the property, it went up. It went up. It went from $211,000 to almost $238,000. That's a pretty cool result. I mean, you think about that, right? That's a lot of extra money that showed up that she didn't have to do anything for other than buy the asset. But she bought the asset and it produced a serious amount of equity capture for her. When I look at her numbers, I'm just blown away. I'm blown away. Because here's the other thing you don't know about this property. It only cost her $15,000 to buy this property. And you're thinking, what? $15,000? How do you buy a property that's worth $238,000 for only $15,000. Well, you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. We teach you how to invest in real estate assets and how to do it the correct way, and you'll know how to do it. But I'll go ahead and give you a little bit of an explanation now. What she did was she took advantage of something called a hard money loan. Now, hard money isn't hard at all. It's actually pretty easy. But the reason they call it hard money is because it is money that you borrow that is intended to be only borrowed for a short period of time, not for 30 years like your mortgage, more like, 6 months at the max. Yeah, 6 months at the max. So what is this hard money asset? Well, we at Lifestyles Unlimited have cultivated a grouping of different hard money lenders that loan money to us. They understand our business model and they understand what we're trying to do. And as a result of that, they're willing to loan us up to 70% of the after repair value for the property. 70%. And with that 70% of the after repair value, remember, the after repair value is what it's worth when it's all fixed up, and the property isn't fixed up yet. 70% of what the future value of the property will be. So you use that 70% of the after repair value, you use it to buy the asset. And then you use the rest of the money that's available in that hard money loan to do repairs. What is left over, in other words, what that hard money loan doesn't cover, comes out of your pocket. That is your cash contribution. So her cash out of pocket on this deal was $15,000. You know, that works out to be about 6 cents on the dollar. 6 cents on the dollar. Yeah. Essentially, her down payment was 6.31%. 6.31%. Not 10% down, not 20% down, not 25% down. 6.3% down. And what that did for her was some pretty amazing stuff. Because what we haven't talked about is we haven't talked about the cash flow that this particular asset is providing her. The cash flow on this asset is coming in at $573 per month. When you annualize that number, you wind up with a number that is $6,876. She effectively gave herself a $6,900 per year raise by buying this asset. Pretty cool stuff, right? Now you're starting to understand how Suzanne has been able to generate the annual cash flow that she's been able to generate of over $33,000. And you're starting to understand how she was able to generate over $600,000 in equity capture, because Suzanne is a student of Lifestyles Unlimited. Suzanne paid attention to what we had to teach her. And you know what she did? She did something called taking action. She took action. She went out. She found the asset. She bought the asset, renovated the asset, put the asset back into service. And now she's getting the results of her hard work. We come back from the break. I'm going to tell you about April. Another great story. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I've got some help today because I'm reflecting on a case study event that I attended last week, and I am bringing you the data. Now, we've talked about Suzanne. We talked about her success. We talked about the fact that Suzanne has bought six different assets. And she's got, well, she's doing pretty well with those six different assets. She's making over $33,000 per year in cash flow, and she has captured well over $600,000 of equity in the asset. Pretty cool stuff, right? Well, let me tell you about April. April was the other young lady that presented at the case study, and April has always wanted to build wealth through real estate, but needed a roadmap to be successful. She sold her primary residence that she lived in for 22 years and reconnected with a friend who invited her to check out Lifestyles Unlimited, and she became a member last year in 2023. Now, April, she has been taking action. Let's just be very clear about this. April has been a member for what time is it? Oh, I think it's been about 11 months. And here's the results that April has achieved. She has not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. 5 different single family properties in her portfolio. She's been pretty busy. And she presented a property last week, a case study. Now, here's what I want you to know about the property that she presented. This property is worth $170,000. That's the after repair value of the property. All fixed up, that's what it's worth. But it wasn't worth $170,000 when she bought it. It was only worth $115,000. She, like Suzanne, used hard money to acquire the asset. What that allowed her to do was it allowed her to put cash out of pocket of only $13,250. You heard me correctly, only $13,250. That represents buying the property for literally 8 cents on the dollar. Technically 7.79% if you want to do the math. I think this is a smashing result. I really do. I think it's a great result. Now, in the process, she captured almost $28,000 worth of equity. Almost $28,000 worth of equity, but it only cost her, now get this, $13,250 to buy that equity. Her return on capital gains, which you formulate by taking the net equity captured of almost $28,000 and dividing it by the $13,250 that she put into the deal, she's got a 210% return just on the capital gains. 210% return on the capital gains. So effectively, what she did was she took $13,250 and added an additional almost $28,000 to it. Yeah, I'll let you do the math on that. Yeah, I'm thinking it's in the neighborhood of around $42,000 of total equity that she has in this asset because she bought the asset correctly. Now, cash flow wise, the cash flow on this property is $158 per month. When you annualize that, you get just shy of $1,900 per month. This asset provided April a $1,900 per year increase in her income. Now, she didn't have to go to her boss and ask for a raise. She did this on her own. She did it totally on her own. And that cash flow comes in at 14.31%. So cash on cash wise, she's getting 14.31% return on investment. So she got a 14.31% return cash on cash. She's earned a 210% return on capital gains because she captured all that equity. She also is the beneficiary of natural appreciation. She's the beneficiary of principal pay down. And because she's a real estate investor, she gets the most favorable taxes that are applied to her by the Internal Revenue Service. Yeah, real estate investors have the most favorable tax structure out there. When you take a look at April's portfolio, what you find is that this particular asset is the one asset that is producing the least amount of cash flow in her portfolio. Yeah, this particular asset is producing the least amount of cash flow. But she has other assets that are producing even more cash flow. Let me just kind of give you a breakdown of the different properties and the different cash flow associated with those properties. Here's one single family property, $2,300 per month, $2,300 per year in annual cash flow. Here's another single family property, $3,000 per year in cash flow. Here's another single family property. Wow, this one's doing really well. Almost $5,800 per year in cash flow. Now, she has one additional property, and this property, it has even better cash flow. But I got to tell you why. I got to tell you why it has better cash flow. It's not a single family house. Now, it's wrapped in to single family houses when you determine how you establish value for it or pricing, but it's a fourplex. Yeah, she went out and bought a fourplex. What's that fourplex producing? Just under $10,000 per year in cash flow. So what has April done for herself so far? She has produced across 5 different assets almost $23,000, almost $23,000 in annual cash flow. She's been a member for like 11 months, but she took action. She went out, she got educated, she took action, she started repurposing her wealth, she started getting rid of assets that weren't performing, and she used that money to buy assets that will perform for her. And this portfolio that she's sitting on is well on its way to replacing her income. Think about it. Let's focus on you for a minute. Let's not talk about April. Let's talk about you. If you had April's results, if you had $23,000 of additional income coming in every year, how would that benefit your life? Now, we also have to talk a little bit about what does that really represent from a salary standpoint, right? Because you're replacing salary. But when you replace salary, you have to take into consideration that you're not paying taxes. You're not paying federal taxes. You're not paying state taxes. You're not paying Social Security. You're not paying Medicare. You're not paying any local taxes if you happen to live in a place that charges local taxes. The cash flow that comes in from the real estate is protected from taxation because of the depreciation that is applied to the property based on Internal Revenue Service rules. Yeah, I know. I just blew your mind, right? Just blew you up. So here's why I think they do it. I think there's two reasons. Number one, we pay a lot in real estate taxes. We are not exempt from real estate taxes. Every investment property that I own pays its fair share of real estate taxes. Real estate taxes are one of the big expenses that we factor when we're working up our numbers. We know it's a cost of doing business. It's a necessary cost, so we factor it in. Here's the other thing. The government, in my opinion, is terrible at providing housing. So what they have done over the years is they have incentivized citizens like you and me to invest our money into real estate assets so that we can provide housing for people, because housing's a problem in this country. Housing's a problem. If you don't think housing's a problem, just tune in to the current presidential election. I don't care which party you decide to listen to. They're both one's talking more about, you know, housing than the other, but they both understand that housing's a problem in the United States of America. They understand that homelessness is a problem, which is a fallout of a lack of housing in the United States of America. So the government, i.e. Congress is the ones that passes the laws. Well, they don't pass the, okay, civics lesson. Congress passes the bill, goes to the president. President signs the bill, then it becomes law. There we go. I got my civics correct. These IRS regulations have been put in long before I became a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Yeah, I've been the beneficiary of real estate investing tax benefits for a long time. I have owned real estate. I'm going back. Let's go back to the last decade. That's when I first started buying real estate. And ironically, I did it all wrong. I did it all completely wrong. I didn't do it the way Suzanne did it. I didn't do it the way April did it. I did it the way somebody taught me how to do it, and it was a terrible result. Okay, it wasn't absolutely terrible, but it wasn't the most favorable result. Had I known what I know now, I would have purchased different types of assets. I would have, because I know what I know now, but I can't change the past. And at the end of the day, those assets that I did buy in the last decade did benefit me when I became a Lifestyles Unlimited member and realized I had been doing it all wrong. I corrected the record. I fixed the problems that I had created for myself with my single family assets. I wound up selling those single family assets. I did something called a 1031 exchange, which allowed me to defer any tax liability off the sale of the property and allowed me to defer the capital gains into follow-on properties. I moved that money from the properties that I originally had owned into properties that I bought the Lifestyles Unlimited way. And I made a lot more money doing it that way. Then I sold those assets, but I chose not to do a 1031 exchange. The reason I chose not to do a 1031 exchange is because, number one, I was shifting from one type of investing to another type of investing. And number two, I didn't need to do a 1031 exchange. And here's why. With some of my multifamily investments that I am doing currently, I receive a lot of depreciation, more depreciation than I can take advantage of. So when I sold those assets, what it allowed me to do was apply the depreciation that came off of assets that had nothing to do with the asset that I sold. And I could use that depreciation to offset the capital gains on the assets that I sold. What was my tax liability? Zero. They offset. It's totally legal. I am not making this up. This is totally legal. This is one of the reasons why when you buy real estate, the money that you tend to make in the real estate tends to be 100% your money because of that depreciation. Some people would say that's insider secrets. It's just tax law. It's just you can do your own research. It's out there. It's just tax law. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to go back to Suzanne and April's real estate investment deals that they presented. And I want to give you some feedback on what I think the properties are worth after a year's worth of ownership. Now, in the case of Suzanne's property, remember, she bought the property for $101,000. It had an after repair value of $238,000. She only put $15,000 into the deal. She's getting cash flow of $543 per month or $6,900 per year, which, by the way, works out to be, I didn't tell you this earlier because it's such a big number, I thought I would shock you, but I'll tell you now, her cash on cash return is 46%. It's ridiculously cool. Ridiculously cool. Yeah, but let's say she decided to sell that asset after holding it for a year. Her return on investment, including her original capital contribution, would give her a check for almost $57,000. $57,000. So this is what I want you to imagine. You've got $15,000. You have a way to invest that $15,000 into a single family house. And then after a year and a day, you decide to sell that asset and you leave the escrow company, you leave the title company with a check for almost $57,000. You have turned $15,000 into almost $57,000. What about April? Does she have the same result? Her result's a little bit different because it's a different type of asset. Remember, every real estate asset is a little bit different. But let me give you the numbers on April's deal. She bought the asset for $115,000. It has an after repair value of $170,000. Her cash out of pocket to buy the asset was only $13,250. Now her cash flow is $158 per month, which works out to be just shy of $1,900 per year. What would happen if she sold the asset at a year and a day? What would happen is she would turn that $13,250 into $37,700. That's a pretty good return on investment, don't you think? Do you see how real estate investing can grow your money? Do you see how real estate investing can grow your wealth? These two ladies are on a path to wealth development. They are on a path to wealth development. It's pretty cool. And all they did to get the ball rolling is they joined Lifestyles Unlimited. That's all they did. They probably listened to the radio show like you're listening to right now, and they took action. They said, you know what? I'm getting enough from the radio show that I know enough to be dangerous. Let's go ahead and join Lifestyles Unlimited. Let's go ahead and become a member. Let's take advantage of what Lifestyles Unlimited has to offer me. And by doing so, you can change the trajectory of your life. Now, let me recap for you real quick here, Suzanne's numbers. Suzanne bought 6 different single family properties. They're producing $33,528 per year in annual cash flow. She captured equity of $608,000. $608,000. Over all 6 properties. It's an amazing result. And she's just a person like you are. April, she's got an amazing result too. She has produced almost $23,000 worth of cash flow and has captured over $131,000 of wealth in the form of equity capture. Membership in Lifestyles Unlimited can open doors for you that you never knew were closed. Pretty cool stuff. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Suzanne is doing, you want to do what April's doing, You want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.